Bow to no one. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Those are President Biden's words, also calling it a good day for world peace while signing a foreign aid bill.
It took several months for a foreign aid package boosting military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to finally reach President Biden's desk.
It was a difficult path. It should have been easier and should have gotten there sooner.
But the president says in the end, bipartisan cooperation prevailed at what he says will be a defining moment.
We don't walk away from our allies. We stand with them. We don't let tyrants win. We oppose them. We don't merely watch global events unfold. We shape them.
The bill does not include a larger border security agreement brokered by a bipartisan group of senators, something the president says he still intends to see pass.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Most of the package, $61 billion, is for Ukraine, where President Zelensky says it's needed to protect people from Russian attacks and that they'll try to make up the time lost during 6 months of debate in Congress. That package signed by the president also includes a measure that could lead to a TikTok ban in the U.S., setting a deadline for the app's Chinese parent company to divest to a U.S.-owned company. But the company, ByteDance, calls that unconstitutional, promising a court fight.
The statement is posted to the X social media site, formerly Twitter, via TikTok's government policy account. They further claim they've spent billions of dollars to secure U.S.-based data and keep it free from foreign influence, and a ban would devastate millions of U.S. small businesses. The new law was created out of concern that TikTok's owners were controlled by China's Communist Party.
Fox's Eben Brown. President Biden speaking now at a trades union conference, picking up their endorsement. A ruling could come soon from the judge in former President Trump's New York criminal trial about possible gag order violations. That trial is not in session on Wednesdays. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Several more college campuses expecting pro-Palestinian protests today after the tent encampment that started last week at Columbia in New York City.
Police tell me they believe there are professional agitators pretty much mixed into all these crowds at these campuses. Now the NYPD is also looking into the possibility that an outside group could be funding the protests.
Fox's Alexis McAdams at NYU. The debate over the protests prompting more scrutiny of federal grants and contracts for private universities.
Columbia alone raked in $1.2 billion in federal funding last year. NYU, a whopping $805 million, Yale, $776 million, and MIT, $580 million. That's all taxpayer cash that's going to these universities, and now Republicans in Congress are demanding an accounting of how this money is being spent. In a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, more than two dozen senators telling them both to use the full force of the law to prosecute, even deport any protesters breaking the law, and cut off money to schools who aren't protecting students.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn at the White House just getting word that a six-term congressman from New Jersey died earlier this month. 65-year-old Donald Payne Jr. had heart trouble. His father was also a congressman who died in office. Police in Florida searching for suspects after a car was stolen from a Winter Haven home, but the owner was more concerned about what was in it.
Larry Carter Jr.'s 2023 Dodge Charger was stolen right out of his driveway early Monday morning. Carter says some of his mother's ashes were in a small bag in the cup holder so he could take a part of her everywhere he went. Turns out the thief or thieves had a conscience. When he checked his mailbox the next morning, he found his mother's ashes inside, but the car is still missing.
They still got a good heart, but just they mind messed up.
Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Stocks remain lower. The Dow's down 119. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.